This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Discussion. And njengamanje, we do have Dr. Nomcebo Mthombeni is joining us in studio right now.
Yeah.
Who's the acting deputy dean at Durban University of Technology. Omakhelwane bethu ke labo, our sister university. She's joining us in studio to speak about, mhlawumbe nje, just to highlight about into abayenzayo lapha ngaphakathi kwipanel ukuthi bakhuluma ngani and all that. Doc, thank you so much for joining us on the MUT Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me for this conversation. I think it's quite important that we talk about how the nexus of water, energy, and food particularly impacts on women and, and girl children. As I was sharing inside that, you know, you have to imagine that in most of our rural setting, a young girl wakes up ekuseni and goes to fetch water, which is a survival for a family. And that how that if is impacted by climate change and other things, which could be drought and flooding, how that also impacts on her, particularly on her education, because the time that she spends having to fetch water when there isn't access to water, if the services are disrupted, who has to worry? A mother and a girl child. And that means that a her counterparts who are boy children then get to have more time to do their studies, while she, on the other hand, has to spend much more time thinking about how do I access water for my family's survival.
Wow. You know, you just gave at a point, you gave me a point where I did not even think about, which was the, you know, coming from the background of a woman and how does it affect basically a girl child and her education. Maybe let's speak about the topic that you had inside, which is way forward on energy, water, food, and climate nexus. Tell us more about that and, yeah, your view on it.
I think one thing that we often do is that we all work in our silos. For example, we might find that people who are working in water, they work in their silo. And then those that are working energy, they are working in their silo. However, these are all interconnected. And I also want to bring a point that I just brought now in terms of women and children, and as well as the girl child, to say, are all these people talking together? Which means when we providing or thinking about solutions of the future, even technologies that we want to implement, and how we are going to fix the infrastructure to be able to give us those resources that we need, that it is very inclusive, that it is very integrated, that all of us are having conversation, and we come up with solutions that ensures that all the different sectors, even education, is included in everything that we are trying to come up with the solution. So I think a way forward is that we need to be prepared. And I was also highlighting in terms of the disasters that have impacted KZN as a region, to say how prepared are we? We always act surprised. However, we've always get warnings that, you know, the way that the climate has changed, we are going to be seeing a lot more of this tornadoes and flooding. However, our infrastructures, our technology, solutions that we are providing are still not talking to our preparedness for those disasters. And post-disasters, how do we then deal with those challenges to ensure that those that are vulnerable, particularly women and girl children and also children, that how do we ensure that they are not become even more vulnerable, and they are also prepared and there are solutions for them. So I think we need a much more integrated way of dealing with challenges and the solutions that we are bringing forth.
You know, Doc, I'm still stuck on your first point that you made about women and children, because it's quite very important. And I'm thinking about it. Now, we do have a summit like this. We are sitting down at a very beautiful hotel. But how can we ensure that whatever way forward that we've gathered here and that we've got here is transferred to the person, which is a woman and children? Do you think that is possible? firstly, and how can that be possible? Okay, how can we, you know, engage on that?
Yeah, I think what you've just raised is that we are sitting in a very beautiful hotel. And somehow we often think that these conversations are high level. I think what is very, very important is that we need to get to the ground and have conversations. And when we, from the inceptions of everything that we are doing, we involve the communities. One thing that we don't take advantage of is the indigenous knowledge that we have. And I think as Black people and many communities around, as African people, we've had solutions, but we are not involving the communities when we are bringing about solutions. And most of the time we want to go and enforce the technology or the solution that we think. It might be from engineers, it might be from scientists and different areas. But I think it's very, very important that we go down to the level of our communities and ensure that they are involved, because they are the most important stakeholders and they have the knowledge that could be able to assist us so much in the problems that we are currently facing.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.